following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Josh Garvey and his team at Dorn Mayhew. They're one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state. And Josh and his team are based in downtown Grand Rapids at the Dorn Mayhew West Michigan office. Thursdays on the Huge Show are presented by Dorn Mayhew. What's up, Michigan? It is another hour on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. 19 stations strong for the one close to you. Go to thehugeshow.net. There you can listen to the free stream weekdays between 3 and 6. And on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show, and you can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. I do want to welcome in Dan Miller, one of the best play-by-play voices in football, the voice of your NFC North champion Detroit Lions. How you doing, Danny?
How you doing? It's good.
Today was officially the uniform release day around 8 p.m., but like everything on Earth, there's Twitter, there's social networks, there were leaks, and now the Lions have embraced the leaks, and the new uniforms are out with the white jersey, the Honolulu blue jersey, and also a black jersey, which I love. I know we're radio, we're not a visual medium, but what are your thoughts on the new look jerseys for the Lions?
Well, I think the one thing that I was looking for was just, you know, let's make them sharp, let's make them crisp, and I don't think it has to be complicated. And I think if anything, if you look at the differences in the jerseys and the numbers and the colors on the numbers, how sharp the numbers were, I did not like the numbers on the old jerseys. The sixes and the nines and the fives and the eights just look too much alike. I think these are sharper. I think the block lettering on the back is sharper. I think the white inside the numbers is sharper. So I just think it's going to pop and have more of a contrast on the field than what they had before. And I think once people see the helmets and see the pants with the uniforms, I think they're really going to love them. I think it's great. I'm a black uniform fan. I was glad to see them incorporate the black. And I think, again, it's to me, it's not about being complicated. It's about popping and having the colors show through. And I think they really did a nice job with that.
So the black uni, and I agree with everything you're saying. The black uni will be used how often? There's no predetermined set amount. It's not in a rotation. It will be their alternate jersey?
You know what? That stuff, I am not great on that stuff, to be honest with you. I think that it's a twice-a-year thing that you can wear the black, I believe, for that alternate jersey. But I'm sure that'll be incorporated in the media stuff that they put out tonight. But I believe it's twice, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the jerseys, and again, and this is why I think I hear your excitement even before we talked on air or off air, that you're a play-by-play guy. You're up a pretty good ways doing play-by-play to have names and uniforms and numbers that you can see better. You love it as a Lions play-by-play guy.
Oh, I had a conversation with Rod Wood. It was probably 15 months ago. And we were talking, and he goes, I can't tell you much. He goes, but I will tell you this. The numbers on the new uniforms will be easier to read. And I said, that's beautiful because, I just think they look better now than they did before. I think the white makes them pop more. But, yeah, as a play-by-play guy, again, the difference between a 6 and an 8 and a 9 in the old uniforms, man, it was like an inch of fabric, and trying to see it from all the way up there was difficult. So I think these are going to look great under the lights, and I think the contrast that they have now will be more significant.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of the white jersey. It has Detroit above the numbers and the block lettering. I agree with you, and the font is different. Also, it's kind of cool on where normally there's a tag on most jersey shirts. It says 313. That's on the inside. It says 313. The noticeable thing, too, you'll see are the stripes, kind of like the Ford Mustang stripes that they have on the helmet now will be on the sleeves. Did it say Lions before, or did it say Detroit on the old? Because I don't have a photo of the old unis. I'm just trying to go off the top of my head. Did it have Lions above the number, or did it say Detroit?
Yeah, there's places you can look to contrast that. I think it said Lions.
Yeah, so
again,
do I.
I'm be honest with you. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I am, again, I've told people this before. I'm colorblind. I am like the least uniform, savvy person you'll ever meet. It's like there are people that can tell you piping up and down and this and that, and it's, I don't know, maybe just because I've never been good with colors, I never committed a lot of time to it. I just look at something, and to me, it's like, does it look sharp? Does it look clean? And that's what I like about these, is it looks sharp and it looks clean. But I will guarantee you this, if somebody gave me a pop quiz on uniforms, I would fail miserably.
Yeah, I'm trying to look and go back in time. I do remember the black. I think the last time the black was worn, wasn't that when Calvin was playing? I think it was.
Right. 2017, I think, was the last year that they had the black.
Oh, I love it. I love the black. Yeah, they do look good. I haven't gone in and seen whether the Lions or Detroit, but yeah, the little 313, the little Detroit feel to it. And I agree with you. Numbers look so much better from a distance when I'm looking at the leaked white jersey, Honolulu blue jersey, and the alternate black jersey. So well done. You know, and you tie in the new uniform release, the jerseys, which I assume a lot of fans will be buying and wearing. You got the draft coming up next week in downtown Detroit. Lions are coming off of season where they're in the NFC Championship game. Is this not the pinnacle, because the pinnacle obviously is winning the Super Bowl, but are we at a high water mark with the franchise? I'm talking Lions history right now, where we're at.
Well, I mean, recent history, yeah. I mean, obviously they were dominant if you go back to the 50s and what they did then. But I think that, look, where we sit right now, coming off the season they're coming off of, I think by all accounts they've had a good off season. The eyes of the football world will be on the city of Detroit for 3 days or 4 days or whatever next week, because there's obviously things that go on outside of the draft. But, you know, honestly, it's where you go from here. I mean, you have tons of momentum. Your roster looks great. You have a draft coming up where you've got the opportunity to get better. You've got clearly one of the best general managers and front offices in the league based on what they've done through their first several drafts with the organization. So everything is pointing up, but, I mean, you and I are both old enough to know that it's going to come down to what you do next September, and then in October, November, December, and January. So I think there's more good feelings, more positive vibes, more confidence, more respect for this organization than we have seen probably since the 50s. And that's great, and it's fun, and it's nice to hear people saying good things, but you also understand it's going to be about what you do going forward, and nothing's going to be easy. I think this division was tougher last year than anybody thought it was going to be, and I think there's every reason to believe that it's going to be more difficult even this year with you know, Green Bay having a quarterback with another year under his belt or a year under his belt, and I think there's, you know, reason to believe that Chicago is going to be better. They have a rookie quarterback, but there's going to be things that are going to challenge them every step of the way.
Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. You know, one thing I'll say so far with this offseason, and there's still some work left to do, obviously, with the draft next week in Detroit and possible acquisitions with salary cap casualties and everything before you get the training camp in late July, early August, that they're a better football team right now than they were when they lost that game in San Francisco and blew the lead at halftime. They've upgraded on coaches, especially secondary D-line. I you know, Brad Holmes, when you look at this draft, I wouldn't be surprised if he traded up, and I would be shocked if he traded down and the Lions Nation is there all day Thursday and there's no Lions announcement for Goodell. I would find that mildly humorous, but they're a better football team right now, Dan, on and off the field.
Yeah, a couple things. One, Brad Holmes was asked about that this morning, and he said, we're going to do whatever's better for the football team. And he goes, I hope fans understand. He said, I know that that would probably be a disappointment to 150,000 fans or however many are out there, 200,000 that are there. He said, but in the end, we're going to do the best thing for our football. And he said, if I end up doing that, he says, I'll put out a PSA apologizing to everybody. But, you know, we'll see what happens at 29, or as you said, maybe they move up, maybe they move back. But knowing Brad Holmes and the way that he operates, I don't think the fact that it's in Detroit is going to have him, you know, making a pick. I still think he'll do whatever's best for the team. Now, to your point, I think where you're at right now is you could play a game today because you got Glasgow back, you got Zeitler, so your guards are set. You've improved with DJ Reader. You've improved the secondary at this point. It's not to say that you're not looking for more depth and to add more to this depth chart, but everything that they needed to address in terms of lining up and playing a game, I feel like they've addressed right now. Now, I still think you'll see more in the secondary. I think you'll see defensive line. I think you'll see offensive line. And I still think you're going to see an impact receiver at some point here, either through the draft or a veteran. So there's still things to be done. But I think the thing you like is because of the work that they've put in and the signings that they've made and the depth chart that they've now kind of put together, they're not under pressure to do anything other than get the best players you can possibly get, add them to this depth chart, but they're not going in saying, oh my gosh, we have to have X because we're not ready to play right now. I think they're ready to play a game right now, and the nice thing is they still have the opportunity to get better.
Amen. I agree with you. I just was going to say the same thing, that there is zero pressure to deliver somebody in this draft, which then creates what you mentioned that Lions GM Brad Holmes talked about earlier today, is that if he can deal 29 down for or 29 to somebody and trade down, and he gets an extra second or third, or maybe an extra third for it, he'd do that because it helps the team. And that just, when you're at that point where you're stress-free on a draft, and the Lions, notorious for picking first, picking third, picking fifth, picking seventh, that you have a draft now that the team has come that far in your home city where there's no pressure on you, that says something about the job Holmes, Sheila Ford Hamp, that front office, and also Dan Campbell and his staff and the players, what they've done.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's everything that you just mentioned, because it's drafting and developing. And that's the reason that we're here having a positive conversation right now, because that hasn't been the case with the Detroit Lions in a long time. They're drafting players, and then they're bringing them in and they're coaching them how to play in this system and how to play in the NFL, because guys don't come in understanding that. And it has to go hand in hand. You can't just draft and then anticipate that they're going to be able to play in this league. It's got to be draft and develop. That's what the best teams do on a consistent basis. That's what they've done. That's why they've enjoyed this success. And it'll be the lifeblood of everything they've done going forward, because they've not been a team to go out and spend lavishly on free agents. They believe in developing their own guys and re-signing their own guys and keeping their own guys. And, you know, it's not to say that I don't think they will spend here and there, but for the most part, I think this wants to be, and they want to be, a homegrown football team that, and when you look at his first drafts that he's put together and the way that chart is now, depth chart's now dotted with Pro Bowlers and reliable starters, their plan has worked so far.
Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, talking about the Lions' new jersey reveal that came a little bit early with a leak, I think, on the Fanatics website, jumping the gun a little bit, putting it out for sale. They look cool, awesome. I'll have them up at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, if you want to check it out. Dan, enjoy next week. I know it's going to be crazy for you with the TV gig down there in Detroit. You guys are going to have coverage all week long. Appreciate your time here on The Huge Show across Michigan.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. There's one of the good dudes in the business, Dan Miller, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Now, speaking of the draft next week, on Thursday, the 3-1-3 first-round draft bash with David Gregory, the NFLPA certified agent, Bull Rush Sports, and David's based in West Michigan. He has some guys in the draft. I don't think they're going to be first rounders, but he's putting on a party. The Michigan Sports Network, Marty Boer, and The Huge Show, we've partnered with him. I'll be broadcasting live from the world-famous Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, about a half a mile from the NFL draft stage, where Goodell will take the stage that night, 1 week from today, around 8 p.m. Now, it's a private party. We do have 5 pair of VIP passes. Winners each could win 2, which would be one of them with two VIP bracelets. All you have to do is go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You'll see where you need to leave your name and contact information. We'll draw the winners coming up Monday on the show. And I do want to thank our presenting sponsors. The Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. The Tullymore course opens up tomorrow. Thank you, Matt Golden, the CEO and GM at Tullymore. Copper Craft Distillery. They're the makers of Honolulu Blue, the official Huge Show beverage of the Lions. Honolulu Blue and Copper Craft inside Ford Field. They're a presenting sponsor for our 313 Draft Bash in Detroit. And look for Honolulu Blue. The Honolulu Blue and Silver cans in stores all across Michigan. And ask for it at your local bar, pub, restaurant, or golf course. 21 and up to drink it. Blue Raspberry Lemonade and Vodka Honolulu Blue. And a special thanks to Dorn Mayhew, world headquarters in Troy on the east side of the state. Josh Garvey and his team run Dorn Mayhew's GR office. They're also a presenting sponsor of our 313 Draft Bash. 1 week from tonight with Bull Rush Sports and NFLPA certified agent David Gregory, Marty Boer, Michigan Sports Network, and The Huge Show. And again, if you're 21 and up and your guest will have to be 21, go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and enter to win a pair of VIP passes.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
In the 10. Step up to the plate with Eagle Casino and Sports, the mobile sportsbook app that you can bet on all your favorites all year round, including, of course, our national pastime. So download the app and start winning today at Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Must be 21 years or older and in Michigan to play. This date, April 18, is big in Tigers history. On this date in 1880, Tigers Hall of Famer Sam Crawford was born in Wahoo, Nebraska. He played 15 of his 17 Major League seasons in Detroit and helped the team win three American League pennants. He also owned the Major League Baseball record for career triples. Roughly 100 years later, in 1983, Miguel Cabrera was born in Maracay, Venezuela. The soon-to-be Hall of Famer was a 12-time All-Star, won four batting titles, seven Silver Sluggers, and a Triple Crown. He also retired as one of just seven players in history to record 3,000 hits and 500 home runs in a career.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan, available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.com. TV. That's MHSAA.TV. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back in The Huge Show across Michigan, a Thursday broadcast presented by Josh Garvey and his team. and Bean Carter, and all football season with Josh. We bring in Lomas Brown on Thursdays, and now we're bringing in Lomas to talk about the NFL draft is 1 week from today. Also, the new Lions white, Honolulu blue, and alternate black jerseys were leaked. Lions had a big party scheduled for tonight. Very irritated at Allen Park, but the new jerseys look pretty cool. So away from the early leak, what do you think of the new look jerseys, Lomas?
Love the new look. I'm an old school guy. I've always felt that our throwback jerseys, first of all, that was my best. That was my favorite jersey. But I always thought we played good in those jerseys. You know, they were plain, huge. You know, didn't have a lot of stripes on them. They were just solid, solid jerseys, solid colors. So I'm glad to see they incorporated a lot of the old school into that. I just think we look fierce when we're in our old school jersey. So I'm so happy about the jerseys. I can't wait to get one.
All right, official release party tonight is 8. There's going to be a lot of drama at that Lions release party.
Yes.
They have to
already.
I bet the Lions behind closed doors have to be really upset that I think reportedly that the leak went out on some of those NFL shop and buy websites that release the jerseys early.
Yeah, it's a shame because, like you said, the Lions have a big celebration set up for tonight where they wanted to unveil the jerseys. It's been a build-up to this. We had Rod Wood as a guest a week or two ago talking about the jersey and kind of what their thoughts were with it and how excited they were to be able to reveal it. So I heard it was a lot of commotion going on over at Allen Park today when that leak got leaked today.
So that means somebody, whoever did leak it, somebody's going to be in trouble. I don't think it's from the Lions side, but we'll see on the NFL and maybe on their gear side. Away from the new jerseys, which, by the way, my favorite is the black jersey. I'm telling you, I absolutely love that. I think they're going to be able to wear it a couple of times. We had Dan Miller on earlier, maybe 2 times each year, but I love that black jersey. I do.
See, Huge, I'm scared of that black.
Because why?
We sucked so bad when we had the black uniforms, man. Think about those years when we wore the black uniform. We weren't a good team at all. So I'm a little scared of the black right now. The black is going to have to prove to me that we're still a good team wearing it.
Okay, well, we got some issues with Lomas we got to work on off air. We'll get Lomas on the couch and we'll work through those. All right, on the positive side, this team, the offseason, since the gut punch in San Francisco, upgrades on coaching on the defensive side of the ball, D-line secondary, what they've picked up in free agency, who they've re-signed. They now have a no-pressure draft coming up next week, and the Lions are a better football team in many areas than they were when they blew that second-half lead.
You know what, Huge? I'm so encouraged about where we're going. And like you say, it's nice to be in a draft where it's not a draft of needs. It's almost like luxury, or you can add depth to some of the positions that you think you need to go in and shore up a little bit. It's so awesome that what Brad and Dan have done over these years to build this culture to now, you know, again, you don't have to rely on the draft the way we relied on in the past. It's great for these guys to come in and have immediate impact like we've had over the last several years, but it's also great to be able to bring guys in and be able to bring them along slowly if you have to do that. You know, develop these guys if you need to be able to do that. And I think that's where the Lions find themselves in that type of position right now. So it's a good position for this organization to be in right now going into the draft.
Where are they stronger than they were in that San Francisco game? When you look at the Lions with everything I just mentioned, with what they've done, and we're not even including what they'll get from next week's NFL draft in Detroit. Where are the Lions a better football team now than when they blew that second half lead in San Francisco?
I could just say immediately up front, immediately in our interior D-line. I could say that because, again, getting the Reader, man, that was just such a big hit for someone to go with a lean McNeil. Because if you reflect back, Huge, way back in the preseason, I was saying that that was one of my concerns was, you know, the girth. The middle of our defense, will we be able to stand up there? Now you got a space eater and DJ Reader in there. I think that's where we should be a lot different in the interior of our defensive line. And if you're better in the interior of your defensive line, that's going to make the edges of your defensive line better too. So that bodes well for Aiden and all those outside rushers, edge rushers that we have now. So I would go D-line.
Yeah, D-line coaching, secondary coaching. I mean, I'm looking at a better football team, and that, man, you know, you went to the NFC title game. It was no fluke, and I think getting there, Lomas, changed the calendar, or at least the timing of the front office now saying we are Super Bowl ready.
Got to be. And Huge, I just think about this, Huge. Normally, when a team gets the NFC, AFC championship game, you don't see as much turnover on their coaching staff like you've seen with our coaching staff. Now, that turnover, it's working out that we think is going to work out in our benefit, work out to our advantage, because we should be better in those positions. But you normally don't see that. So that alone, when that move happened, that let me know that the Lions, what mode the Lions were in, and that was in win now, win Super Bowl now. Not just get to the Super Bowl. They're talking win the Super Bowl with some of the moves, some of the positioning that they're doing to put themselves in position to win the Super Bowl.
Lomas Brown, former Lion. He's a good man on and off the field, on and off air. Next week he'll be a busy man with the Lions, with his local Detroit radio gig and everything going on, as the center of the football universe will be in the state of Michigan and downtown Detroit for the 2024 NFL Draft. Lomas, I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Hughes. Take care, my good man.
Yeah, back at you, Lomas Brown, checking in on the Meyer guest line. And speaking of next week, next Thursday, 3 until 6, I'm broadcasting live from the private 313 Round 1 NFL Draft Bash, being presented by NFL PA certified agent David Gregory, Bull Rush Sports, a sports management firm based in Grand Rapids, Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network, and the Huge Show. It's a private party, 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. a week from tonight at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit. I do have 5 pair of VIP passes we're giving away Monday. If you want to get your name in the drawing, go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and you'll see the post where you need to drop your name, and we will draw on Monday. And thanks to our presenting sponsors, a few of them, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Matt Golden is the GM and the CEO. Tullymore Golf opens up their 18 at Tullymore tomorrow. Book a tee time now at TullymoreGolf.com. Coppercraft Distillery. They're based in Holland, Michigan. They serve up Honolulu Blue in the Honolulu Blue and Silver can. Blue Raspberry Lemonade Vodka. You have to be 21 and up to drink it. Look for it in stores all across Michigan. Also, ask for it at your local bar, pub, restaurant, or golf course. And our friends from Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. World headquarters in Troy, Michigan. And Josh Garvey and his staff head up the Dorn Mayhew Grand Rapids office. Thank you so much for being a part of our 313 Round 1 Draft Bash, happening 1 week from today at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app. Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Now, they're located less than an hour north of GR, so if you're listening in West Michigan, you can make the day drive up. Less than an hour, play 18 at Tullymore, have lunch, and play 18 at St. Ives. They offer 36 World Championship golf holes, stay and play packages, accommodations, food, weddings, receptions, business outings, business events, and more. All waiting for you less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. And they service the entire state, the Midwest, and even coast to coast with their national recognition, as Tullymore has been honored as one of the top public courses in America. So book your tee time today. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay and play package today at TullymoreGolf.com. Tullymore, less than an hour north of GR in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here with a special thank you to three of our partners who are helping bring the 313 NFL Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th to life in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Josh is a great man, and that company is doing great things. Josh heads up the GR office. Also, Matt Golden, the CEO of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're set to open up both courses at the end of the month, and you can book a stay-and-play package. Or if you want to take care of business and mix in a little pleasure on the golf course, great food, beverages, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay-and-play package or schedule your next event less than an hour north of GR. And also to the team at Coppercraft Distillery. They're the home of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Thanks for your help with the 313 Draft Party.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back, hour number three on a Thursday broadcast on The Huge Show across Michigan. A week from today, I'll be broadcasting live statewide inside the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, 3 until 6 p.m. The 313 Round 1 NFL Draft Bash will be taking place a week from tonight, 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. at the world-famous Caucus Club. David Gregory, NFL PA certified sports agent, Bull Rush Sports. Marty Bourne, the Michigan Sports Network, and The Huge Show all coming together for this event, plus some great sponsors. David Gregory, NFLPA certified agent, is standing by. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great. Huge, how are you?
Doing good. Hard to believe we're a week out on the party.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe the draft is almost here after, you know, talking about it for months and months. It's a week away.
All right, so let's talk about what's happening. I know it's a private party. We're giving away some VIP wristbands. People can enter, go to at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You'll see the post where you need to leave your name. But let's talk about what's happening next Thursday at the Caucus Club for that Bull Rush Michigan Sports Network Huge Show NFL Draft Watch Party.
Yeah, well, we've got a great, basically we've got a great strolling dinner menu. We'll start with some hors d'oeuvres. Then a little before the first round starts at 8 p.m., we'll have the carving stations come out. We're going to have some late-night snacks with sliders and, of course, mini Detroit-style pizzas. We've also got hosted beverage, in particular with Copper Craft Distillery. So we're going to have Bobby Lane Old Fashions a lot of football-themed drinks with great Copper Craft spirits. We're also going to have... We're putting together a top 10 draft contest, Huge. So we're probably going to contact folks who are registered beforehand. We're going to have them pick the top 10 selections in the draft, the top 10 players, regardless of team. And you kind of have to ignore trades that way. But whoever gets the most right answers will get a prize. And we're working on that right now, but we think it'll be a good one.
So let's talk about away from the 313 draft party, which is happening next Thursday, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. private party. Again, if you want to try and win a pair of VIP bracelets, I have five sets I'm giving away Monday at 5:50 p.m. on The Huge Show. Go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Bull Rush Sports, you've had your best offseason. You're less than 2 years in as an NFLPA certified agent. Your reputation is preceding itself as you rise with clients. What's the latest on some of the Bull Rush clients and their shot at getting drafted next week? Not first round, but maybe through the weekend in Detroit.
Well, I'm making those contacts today, and I'm also fielding a lot of calls and texts. We do have two players we think are potentially draftable on day three. That'd be Cole Spencer, offensive guard at Texas Tech. Had a really great pro day, ran a 4.87 40, fastest O-lineman in the draft. And then Tavion McCarthy, defensive back, Mercer. He's the one who went viral with his 44-inch vertical jump, that then got on McAfee and a lot of the ESPN outlets. He's worked out for the Bears, had a lot of calls from other teams. And then we've talked about our other guys, too. But sometimes it's almost better to be an undrafted priority free agent who signs immediately after the draft, because you can kind of pick where you go, versus maybe being a sixth or seventh round draft pick. Although I will say the signing bonuses are a little better when you're drafted, Bill.
Yeah, and also, the signing bonuses are better, David. But picking your spot, knowing that you could make a roster, that's kind of wait and get paid on the backside rather than get paid early. Bull Rush Sports is doing great things. Follow them on Twitter. David focuses on offensive and defensive linemen, tight ends, guys who are in the middle of the bull ring throughout the state of Michigan and beyond. If you're a coach, if you're a parent, if you're a player looking for a future at the pro level, just follow Bull Rush Sports. All the contact info there on Twitter. Just follow Bull Rush Sports. David, can't wait for next Thursday night. That will be historic at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit.
Well, yeah, thanks, Bill. And to all your listeners who may want to get a VIP bracelet, we are in position A. You can go in and out of our party with the wristband, and you're about a block away from the draft theater at Campus Martius, maybe two blocks from the draft experience down at Hart Plaza. You can go enjoy the craziness and come back in with us and have a drink and enjoy a little fellowship.
Yeah, fellowship and some great food at the Caucus Club. So if you want to win a pair of those VIP bracelets, go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Just scroll down. You'll see the post where you can drop your name, and we'll draw Monday at 5:50 p.m. for the draft party in Detroit being presented by Bull Rush Sports, NFLPA certified agent David Gregory, Marty Boer, and the Michigan Sports Network, and also The Huge Show. David, I will see you on Thursday.
We'll see you then, Huge. Thank you.
All right, David Gregory from Bull Rush Sports. Follow them on Twitter, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Let's go check in with my good friend Johnny Brands Sr. Now, Johnny has the Brands locations in Granville on Leonard and downtown GR. You see the flags flying for law enforcement and military, those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for us in West Michigan and across America. And also Johnny, his wife Sandy, the Brand family, they are huge supporters of law enforcement at all levels and our military here in Michigan and across this country and all around the world. And Johnny reached out to me and said he has a solution that could help Grand Rapids PD and the people here when it comes to law enforcement. Johnny, what is that solution?
Two areas that, if they're addressed properly, our city will become safer. Number one is you need more police officers. Now, that's not popular with some, but I can't think of another way to keep our city safe. They serve such purposes as far as deterrent to crime. They're out in the streets. They have more time to engage with the community, build rapport. You need officers to do that. They're short-staffed, and they allow them to hire a few more officers, which doesn't come near the amount that we need in Grand Rapids. I also think number two is funding the Third Ward. And that's been a problem forever. Fund them. They need the resources. They need it. And that's an area in the city where you see a lot of the crime. It can be improved. They have time to be in the inner city, walking the streets, meeting the people, engaging with them, building a rapport. Between those two things, fund the Third Ward and fund it, whatever's needed to make the improvements, and make sure we have enough police officers. Reduce response times, the deterrent on the streets as far as driving through neighborhoods. I'd love a police car to drive my neighborhood to my neighborhood every night, sense of, you know, security and safety. So I really believe that being short officers and not funding the Third Ward properly is making Grand Rapids an unsafe city. And the perception is that we're not safe. And now that just, a city can't be a city without safety. Nothing else matters. Amphitheaters, soccer fields, they're not going to be successful if people don't feel comfortable and safe going to those venues. So you got to start at the top, public safety. And I just believe that strongly. Now what happened in New York with Jonathan Diller, who's a fallen hero, they told the city council, please don't attend. I don't know if they said please. The governor came and said, well, why don't you leave? And the mayor wasn't invited. Now what's that say about law enforcement? No support. No support. And he's made a statement. He made a big statement. God rest his soul. He's a hero. But what happened made a statement, because it's throughout the country right now, people know public safety is not where it should be in a lot of cities. And I just think he made such a big statement that he was a hero in his duties. And obviously was murdered. But the statement is that our cities are not going to be safe if they don't get the support and respect from the city officials, including the city manager, which I've had a couple on in his words. I respect them, but I just don't believe that they're addressing public safety in our city. I mean, we had 400 officers 10, 15 years ago with similar population. Crime is up, and we're not reacting to it. We need more officers, and I've said it for years, but they've got to listen at some point. But I'll tell you how you solve that, them not listening, is put elected officials in office that will support the GRPD. We have a couple that are running, and they don't, you know, supporting GRPD doesn't mean it's your only area of your job, but it's a big one. And I just think right now that would be a impactful, not a solution, but a major improvement in the safety of the citizens of Grand Rapids. And they listen too much, they appease. That's a problem.
Amen.
You can appease a few and not. The majority of Grand Rapids, they want public safety, probably 99%.
I think everybody does, Johnny, and I got to get to a network break. I echo your feelings. The big cities in America, not just Grand Rapids, but across Michigan and around this country, need wake-up calls before people and businesses leave, even more than they are right now, that you want to feel safe. And, Johnny, I really applaud you, what you do, Voice for the Badge, which people can follow on Facebook and Twitter, Johnny, Sandy Brand, bless her heart, and the Brand family. No one cares more about law enforcement or the military than the Brand family does. Johnny, great to hear your voice. And I tell everybody right now, your vote in all elections at all levels in our state, in our country, mean more to our future than ever before. Take care, my man, John. We'll talk soon.
Huge. Great talking to you, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, he is a good man. Johnny Brand from All the Brands Steakhouse and Grills. If you haven't stopped by Johnny Brand's on Leonard and you look at his tribute to law enforcement and military in the lobby, you don't see that. You don't see that at any other business. Johnny wears his support for law enforcement and the military on a daily basis, on his sleeve. It's in the Johnny Brand's location on Leonard near 131 in downtown GR. And he lives it every day, and he's fighting to make Grand Rapids safer. And I think all elected officials and the people of Michigan need to step up and demand that their cities are protected. Same thing all across this country. By the way, if you want to find the Brands close to where you work or live, or you'll be traveling, and you support law enforcement and the military, just go to brands.com.
Big, bad, huge.